You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How's everyone doing? I'm still dealing with a little bit of a cough coming home. You always get a little bit on vacation. Run down, hardly any sleeping, waking up early to drive the kids all over Sicily. You know, the normal things. So I'm still dealing with that, so I apologize if I left my mic on there. I just realized I coughed right into the mic. I looked down. Oh, the mic's still hot. How's everybody doing on this Labor Day Monday? I got you for one more hour in our five-hour ride to midnight. I'll be back with you in the overnight Wednesday morning, and we start it all over again. We got football Thursday night. We got Yankees and Astros. We have Mets, Tigers. Down the stretch, we have Bill Belichick getting his ass kicked, which is always fun. I want to see Brady get his ass kicked. I want to see Belichick get his ass kicked. 48-14 for Bill Belichick. TCU over UNC. That should be some fun. And again, Aaron Boone is there, and everybody seems to be upset about that. You maniacs. 888-808-1019. The guy should be in his hotel room just like staring at the wall, getting ready for this big series against the Astros that could define the entire relationship and fate of Yankees Astros if we ever make it to the playoffs, because clearly that's very important. But we started with the Mets, who had a good win, a 10-8 win over the Detroit Tigers. Obviously a very good team. Thank you to the New York Mets from all Yankee fans, as the Yankees now are only two games back in the loss column of the best overall record in the American League. But the Mets and Juan Soto in this offense, the tale of two teams, a frustrating Met group who just, with both these teams really, but the Mets right now, it's just one of those things where they just can't put it all together at one time. Yeah, they won the game 10-8. But their rotation is a mess, as this offense has completely woken up, as this offense for the first 4 months of the year could not buy a big hit. As Juan Soto yesterday hits the grand slam, the first home run with multiple people on base this entire season. This entire season, his first three-run homer or grand slam comes yesterday, and he adds a two-run triple to the mix as well. Six RBIs over his last four games, four home runs, a triple, three stolen bases, 11 RBIs. The great Ryan Klesko, the only other Major League Baseball player to do as much in a four-game stretch since 1920. You've got, obviously, Lindor. You've got Nimmo. You've got an offense right now that you throw in, obviously, the Mark Vientos we've been waiting for all year. This offense is clicking. They are the best team in baseball in the last month with runners in scoring position after being one of the worst for the first 4 months of the year. They're scoring runs in buckets. Juan Soto's carrying the team. He's answered every question. It looks like he's heading right on into the postseason and into this pennant race, back to being Mr. Clutch like he's been his entire career. And yet the pitching staff is falling apart. As Manaea gives up a leadoff home run, the entire bullpen is really kind of struggling. Even Rogers, who gets through an inning, makes it, you know, interesting. You have to bring in Diaz in the eighth in a game where you score 10 runs. Manaea stinks. Senga stinks. Peterson's got a 7 ERA in the month of August. And you're relying on these young pitchers right now. I mean, if you started a playoff series today, you're probably throwing Sproat. Sproat as you're waiting to call him up. You're probably throwing McClain, and you're probably throwing Tong. A combined 4 major league starts. And to me, so everyone's with the Mets in this rotation, which, again, they did win the game 10-8. They did sweep the Phillies. They played well against the Tigers. You do throw in a losing 3 out of 4 to the Marlins, which drives you nuts. But you see this rotation right now for what it is, where you have unpitchable Kodai Senga, unpitchable Sean Manaea, a struggling Peterson, a struggling Holmes, and a couple of young kids, and you're probably waiting for Sproat to get called up to save your season. And it did in some ways when McClain stepped up and pitched that game against Seattle and since then has been brilliant. But, you know, to me, the question is, right, what do you do with this rotation? Because, yeah, it feels like Senga, who the manager said is, you know, making uncompetitive, non-competitive pitches. Like, that's how bad Senga is. You saw Manaea today, again, that high fastball is so effective last year, is getting absolutely crushed this year. But at the same time, I don't know what the answer is. You've got Sproat, who you can still call up. You've got McGill coming off injury. But to me, this rotation was kind of built, and we can debate forever how it was built and the thought process behind it and how it needs to be built moving forward. But this rotation was kind of built with the idea of Senga and Manaea being at the top of it. And I know you have to adapt and you have to roll with it, but for me, they're 4 games up in the division. I do think there's some cushion there. And I got a month to try and find an answer with one of these two guys, because it's hard for me to envision the New York Mets making it through the gauntlet that is the National League playoffs. Although I did just see that in the Jason Adam, the excellent reliever, all-star reliever for San Diego, felt something pop in his knee, got carted off the game against Baltimore. So they might be down a reliever, but still the Padres, the Dodgers, you know, the Phillies, although the Mets have had their number. Although that doesn't matter in the postseason, as I've been yelling about all day. The gauntlet that is the National League playoffs, can you get through that without Manaea or Senga being a part of your rotation? Without a good Senga or a good Manaea, someone just has this, who is close to what they have given you in the past. What Senga was at the start of the year before the hamstring injury. What Manaea was last year for this team that went on that incredible run. Can you envision this team making it through that gauntlet without them? And if the answer is no, then don't you have to... Oh my God, that is the worst punt I've ever seen. Man, the wheels are falling off the bus on this North Carolina. Even the fundamentals. Where's the fundamentals? Where's the accountability, Bill Belichick? No accountability, no fundamentals for this North Carolina team. But if you, like, to me, you're 4 games up on a Cincinnati team that I don't trust. Now, yeah, you got to play Cincinnati 3 games, and you don't want to get swept, no doubt, and make it interesting. But I believe this Met team is heading to the playoffs. I do. I think their offense will carry them. They'll find a way to get enough pitching. They're going to the postseason. If that's the case, and I believe it is, in the next month, sure, you could say, hey, listen, we trust in Senga. Something's not right after the injury. Just shut him down or whatever, move him to the bullpen, do whatever. He'll be back with us next year, and I'll have confidence in that. Or same thing with Manaea or whatever. Or you can continue to pitch them, and even though right now it feels like they don't give you a legitimate chance to win the baseball game, you have to find something with them. And the manager said it after the game, they're part of the rotation. Like, I understand why a Met fan would be trepidatious about that and why they'd want to move on and throw anybody else, because these games are important down the stretch. They have 30 more games. They're not locked into anything. I get it. But I feel like they're comfortable. And to me, I'm trying to get the best version of the Mets heading into the postseason. And I just don't know how you can tell me there's a rotation that you feel good about with the New York Mets. And yes, the offense has become a juggernaut over the last month. Could that change? Absolutely. Could it go back to what it was? Absolutely. Could it be the best offense the rest of the way in all of baseball? Absolutely. That's how dynamic they can be. That's the kind of bats they have. That's who they should have been, or at least much closer to this, the entire season. So maybe you have enough offense. Well, you just bludgeon teams to death and make it through. Maybe. But to me, it's hard for me to envision a rotation that's good enough to go win the championship, which is the only acceptable answer for the New York Mets. It's hard to envision that rotation without a Kodai Senga pitching well, or without a Sean Manaea pitching well. It's hard to envision young kids like Sproat, like maybe Sproat, but McLean and Tong. And I'm not saying these are just kids who are, like, these are legitimate prospects. Like, McLean has been excellent at the major league level, was having an incredible season all year long in AAA. Tong's been as good a pitcher as there's been in all of minor league baseball, and Sproat is the better prospect of both of them. So, like, these aren't just some the arms that you have. These are the big-time prospects. I get it. And they're dynamic, and they have good stuff. But can you really head into a postseason relying on two, maybe three young kids who didn't get their start until August or September? Like, that is a difficult thing to envision. It's not impossible, but it's a difficult thing to envision. And I don't know if I trust Holmes. And right now, I don't know if they're not better with throwing Holmes into the bullpen when you got what you've gotten from this bullpen. When outside of Diaz, you got, you know, Reed Garrett hurt. You've got the trade acquisitions. I mean, not, you know, Rogers has been okay. Holy has been awful. He's come over here. We're talking about tipping pitches. He couldn't get, you know, the manager said he was better today. He still can't get out of an inning. You know, it's just, I think the best version of this team also has Clay Holmes in the bullpen to help you a little bit. So, like, this Met rotation is a real conundrum because you don't even have Peterson pitching well over the last month. The offense is awoken. The offense is dangerous. Juan Soto's playing the best baseball of his career. You can't play better than what he's been over the last 2 weeks, or a little bit less than that. But he's on fire. The offense is on fire. You're getting answers at Vientos and Beatty have both hit well to the point where Mauricio doesn't play. They call up Acuna to be more of a well-rounded roster now at the September call-ups. Like, the offense is ready to go. The pitching staff needs to meet it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jack in the Upper West Side. What's up, Jack?
Hey, C-Mac. You teed me up pretty good.
Thank you, buddy.
I have to welcome you back. I hope you had a fantastic vacation. And, you know, it's good to have you back because you're like us. You're a maniac fan.
Mm-hmm.
You're knowledgeable, not always rational, a lot of irrational exuberance here and there. But that's what we are. And I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
There are a couple things I want to get to. But at the end, I want to ask you a question about the Tiger Stadium. And if I could quickly on the Beatles, imagine for me is, you know, it encompasses all of the human reality. So as a Beatles song, that post-Beatles song. But on our Mets, on my Mets,
mm-hmm.
You know, you quoted in some extent, to some extent, what Stern said about it's his job to make sure he puts the best roster together for the postseason. And one of the things I've loved about my manager is I feel like he sees everything. And I love what he says in his post games for the most part. You know, I think he's honest and direct. He says when guys aren't good. But I'm beginning to think that he's such a good guy that maybe the Achilles that he's going to have to overcome is being such a nice guy. Because his loyalty, I think, I felt going into this series that I'd seen enough from Senga and Manaea that I hoped they would pitch McLean on regular rest today on it, which would have been 4 days rest.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that the minute I've seen already from McCain, from the first start and definitely from the second start, he's clearly got the best stuff, the best command of anybody on our roster, mm-hmm. right? So I felt, you know, what do you do? We're starting the playoff run, 25 games left to push. There's a hair's hope for the division, not much, but obviously we want to secure the wild card. So I would have started McClain today. I would have gone with Tong on regular rest tomorrow, and I would have even brought up Sproat. And I think your unconscious was there because you kept, even when you weren't thinking about Sproat, you kept saying Sproat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these guys have such superior talent to what our options are. And my guess is Manaea is going to have his elbows, you know, scoped in the off season, and Senga needs a good psychiatrist to put it all together, you know. But I feel like I watched after the making today. I watched the Brewers and the Phillies have a knockdown dragout fight. There are no great dominant teams. This thing is wide open, including for your team, and everybody's flawed, mm-hmm. and more than ever. And I just feel like those three kids, I believe, really give us the best chance to compete and to be able to, you know, even Edwin, as our best pitcher of the pen, you know, was within an inch of giving up a home run in the ninth.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I just feel like those three kids, we've seen it in sports. There are, what do they call them, precocious, you know, kids who come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And young players.
They're too inexperienced to understand the pressure they're under.
Yeah, Fred Lynn and Jim Rice almost won a championship as rookies for Boston, so it can be done.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, anyway, yeah, but those are position players. It's tough to imagine just getting those. I mean, look, I hear you. You want to go into a postseason series with three young kids? Go ahead. You're right. It doesn't mean they can't win. I would never say it means they can't win. Those are legitimate pitchers. Again, it's not just like you're calling up the whoever is available kind of guy. You're calling up legitimate prospects that you guys feel good about. That's part of the reasoning why you don't build the rotation differently. It's part of the reason your David Stearns believes in not spending money is because he's got these kids in the pipeline. So, like, these are legitimate arms. They've pitched really well in AAA and minor leagues. And they have an opportunity to do something special. But I'm just saying. I understand you want to win these games. I still think you gotta try and find it with one of these two. I need one of these two to come through for me. I need to find, like, why can't Senga pitch better? Like, I got to find a way to get one of these two guys somewhat trustworthy to make a postseason start. And if I can't, then I can't. I'm not going to force it. If they never get there by the finish line, then they don't get there by the finish line, and I start who I need to start. Now, I mean, I guess you could add Sproat to the rotation and McGill to the rotation and just end it. And then, because I guess it's tough if you don't give McGill starts or you don't give Sproat starts, then good luck throwing him into a postseason game if you deem you have to. So, I mean, I guess that decision kind of does have to be made. I don't know, but I have a tough time just eliminating them from the thought process, you know, a month out. I really do. 888-808-1019, quick break. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. 40 minutes to go. Got you till midnight. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The morning show, the midday show, the afternoon show, everybody's back. Vacation's over. Back to the grind. Back to the grind. Kids back to school. Back to sleeping in the afternoons. It's been a while. I haven't had to sleep in the afternoon in a long time. I did the show two Saturdays ago. So really the last overnight I did was Friday morning, 2 weeks ago. I haven't, and you know, I typically don't sleep in the afternoon on the Friday because I stay up and try and get into a normal weekend. So, like, I haven't, it's going to be tough to get back into the, that's the one thing about this life that many of us live. If you're listening, you're up late, or you know me as the overnight host, you're with me, you're riding with me in the morning, you're probably doing something, you're, you know, truck driver, working the late shift, whatever it is. This life, the sleep, you got to get into a rhythm, but life is so easily disruptive of the rhythm. One, the weekends just in general. I can't just sleep during the day and, you know, ignore my children coaching their teams and everything. I might be forced to coach the baseball team. I don't know. They don't have enough coaches, but I can't be at the games on Saturdays because of the show, which is fine. But the sleep schedule is just, you know, to not do it now for almost 3 weeks. 2.5 weeks to try and get back into it starting tomorrow is going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get back into that sleeping during the day routine that I got. And it's not easy, but we will do it because football is back. I'm pumped about our two football teams. I'm particularly excited about the Giants as a Giant fan. I know I just said Al's coming in. He's a Washington fan. Going down week one, Al. Going down week one. I have a weird feeling about this Giant team. I have a weird feeling about week one. I heard Moose I don't know if I was listening to him on Friday or Sunday, but Moose was saying the same things as a pessimistic Commanders fan. He thinks the Giants are going to win week one too. So do I. I just have this weird feeling. I think this is going to be a very positive season for the New York Giants. I think they're on their way. They've got the quarterback of the future. I think the roster is getting better every single year. I think they've got a legitimate pass rush. I think they've got some weapons. I think the running back tandem is good. I think the wide receivers have some skill set. I think they have a stud wide receiver. I think they've got, you know, youth in the defensive backfield. I like this Giant team. I like the Jet team too. Like it so much, I thought Aaron Rodgers would propel them to a Super Bowl. The only issue now is I still think they have a quarterback problem. I am not a big Justin Fields guy. We'll see. I hope he proves me wrong, but I'm just not a big Justin Fields guy. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. John in Tampa. What's up, John?
Chris, before I get to my point about umpires,
yes.
It's going to be really interesting the next month with the Mets pitching. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is you just got to whoever you feel comfortable with after these 3-4 weeks, you got to put them out there. And the story, whoever you feel like is going to give you the best chance to win.
Yeah.
I
get it.
It's going to be like a tryout. It's really like a tryout situation as far as I'm concerned.
No, I do get it, and it seems unlikely. Listen, I'm just stuck on the idea that I just can't imagine the Mets winning the whole damn thing without figuring out a Manaea or a Senga. It seems unlikely. You know, Manaea, obviously, although he'll tell you he's healthy, he's obviously got the loose bodies in his elbow. He hasn't been the same. I don't know why Senga can't figure out a way coming off a hamstring injury to be better than this, but like I just... Senga pitching to an under 2 ERA is what makes me think the Mets can win the World Series. I don't know if the tryouts of McGill and the young kids make me feel like that's a way to, you know, go about winning a championship. That's the only thing.
No, I agree, but it might be all that we have.
No, you're right.
So
you might be right. You might be right.
So, listen, I have an idea for umpires. You played high school baseball. I played high school and college, and we always knew the signs that were coming, either from our coach in college. My coach would flash with pitches. He would call the pitches, plus our catcher would give a sign as to if it was an off speed pitch.
You're talking about if you're in the infield. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, even the outfield, the catcher would give us, you know, if there was an off speed pitch coming, and you would adjust, you know, subtly adjust your position.
Sure.
And I would get, like, if I'm playing third base and there's a right handed hitter up and, you know, a curveball is called, I'm a little bit more on my toes, you know, because there's more of a likely chance that ball is going to be pulled. So with umpires, I think they should be on the pitch comm. They should hear what pitch is coming. And for instance, like if the same situation, if you're there's an off-speed pitch coming to a right-hander,
mm-hmm.
right-handed batter, the third base umpire, he just could be a little bit more in tune as to what would happen. Or if they call, you get a two-seamer running back off the outside corner, running back onto the corner from, you know, if that umpire realized that pitch is coming, he might be a little bit more able to be, I think, be a little more efficient at it, you know? I think they should let him hear what's coming, and I think it will really help.
That's not the craziest idea. That's not the craziest idea to have the umpire in on the pitch. He can have an idea what's coming, what he should be looking for. It's not the craziest idea. I don't know if you get – I'm trying to think of negativity towards it. You get it in your mind, you're expecting this, and if you don't get it – like if you're expecting a slider and it backs up to the inside corner, do you penalize the pitcher for not making his pitch?
Technically, no, because you're supposed to call what goes across the plate, technically, right?
Right. So then what's the benefit of it then? I mean, if you're just going to go by just to have an idea
who's got a good comeback, you know, that good, I was umpiring Greg Maddux's game, and he's throwing that front hip freaking two-seamer
right on lefties. Yep.
Yeah. And if you saw that pitch is not a strike until usually the very last second. And a lot of times I see it called a strike when it really never enters the strike zone. So if you know that pitch is coming, okay, you could be alleged. You think the anticipation of it being there, this is the major leagues too. These guys are pretty, the command is elite. So that's why they're on one knee now, the catchers, because they feel that, you know, these guys are going to hit their spots most of the time. So I don't know. I just think it'll really help.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's the craziest thing. I don't think there's a major benefit to it. Just the idea of them being in on the pitch, like, sort of makes sense to me. But as you try to explain it, you don't really explain it well. And that's not to knock you. I'm just saying I don't know if I could explain it well, why it would benefit. Like, it's one of those things, like, you say it and I go, I suppose that makes sense. And then when you try to define why it makes sense, you really don't make a good argument. But, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it if I would give it a try and see if it works. But listen, we're getting towards automated. We're getting towards automated strikes and balls anyway. They're going to have the replay in next year, and we're well on our way to just having balls and strikes called by the computers. So I don't think I think we're getting past that point. But I hear you. Umpiring has been awful. Like, we all know it. Umpiring has been tough to watch. We're having more and more technology. We have more and more abilities to judge them, and like it's getting It's getting tough to take. And that's why I'm surprised like managers like Aaron Boone are against the idea of the replay. It seems like an easy fix. I would be into it. I mean, you tell me you're going to lose a big playoff game, a World Series game, an ALCS game, and you know you could have overturned the call that would have not had you lose the game? Like, that's crazy. Who would be against that? Who would be against that? Like, these are big 12 games coming up, right? We know we've been talking about it a lot this show. These are big. These are 12 big games coming up for the New York Yankees. You tell me you don't want to make sure you get the calls right? Like, I'm just a big proponent of getting the calls right. I don't care. I don't care how it happens. I want the calls right. Whether if that would help, that would help. But I'm not overly concerned about any of that. I just want the calls right. And I think the challenge system, hopefully, I mean, I hate to add more challenges to the game, but I'm in for getting the calls right. I don't. Can you imagine as a fan losing on a play you know, a strike you know is a 3 inches outside, but it's called strike three? How could you live with yourself knowing you could have had an avenue to overturn that call? Now, ESPN, this is what, you know what, honestly, you want to know why I hate Bill Belichick and specifically Tom Brady? Because, like, people always ask me, because I give these Tom Brady things, and, like, do I hate him personally? No. Do I go a little bit, I'll be honest with you, I'll reveal the curtain. Do I go a little bit further than I actually believe because I it's fun and good radio or I'm having fun with a take on Tom Brady? Yeah, probably, sometimes. But do I genuinely not want to see them in my world anymore? Yes. Because of this. Not that it's a big deal. I know it's after the game. But I'm watching ESPN, and they're going through Bill Belichick's entire career. They're showing him in Cleveland. Like, I'm just tired of talking about these two guys like they're the greatest gift to football. I'm tired of Bill Belichick. I'm tired of Tom Brady. Because now this is different, and I hope he gets his ass kicked. Because then I'm in for it. Then I'm in for, oh my God, Bill Belichick sucks. I would have been in on that with the Bucks. Unfortunately, the stupid bum won the Super Bowl. But it got to a point where it felt like football became secondary to the... No one gave a darn about the other team. It was all about Bill Belichick and whether or not the legacy and what it would mean and what would this mean for Bill Belichick and is Tom Brady the greatest of all time and all the same nonsense we got over and over and over again. And now they're going to dissect his coaching career here and what he's done here, and he's bringing a pro-style offense and are these kids good enough and what's it like recruiting and his girlfriend and all this. Like, I don't care. I don't care. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. We'll come back and take it the rest of the way until midnight here on this Labor Day Monday as it'll turn Tuesday, and we are back at it, back at the grind. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know who's coming up next for UNC, but they're in trouble. I know who's coming up next for the New York Yankees as they begin this 12-game stretch. And even, you know, Clint Frazier, someone just hit me up and showed me Clint Frazier. Clint Frazier, former Yankee who was given every chance to be a player for the New York Yankees and failed. And partially, he did have a concussion injury, no doubt. There's always reasons. And the Yankees probably didn't do him any favors. I think that's probably fair. But also, it's not like he went anywhere else and was successful, but he's got a new podcast and he likes taking, you know, I don't know, he's been somewhat positive, he's been complimentary of them, he's been critical of them, but again, he just put out the most ridiculous, now I think it was more about the hoodie tied around his waist joke that he places, but biggest two-week stretch of the season, and this dude is at a football game with his hoodie tied around his waist. Talking about Aaron Boone, who was at the game. Again, Aaron Boone's son is a student at UNC and by all reports is a part of the offensive game planning team or has something to do with the offense and the football team. He's there with his family representing his son on a day off. On a day off. They play 162. They get a handful of them a year. He's got an opportunity to go see his son and the team he coaches for or is part of. And he can't do it because they got to play the Astros in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. What is he going to do? He's probably already on a plane home or out to Houston. Like, it's just so dumb. It's so dumb. It's so annoying. It's so stupid that anyone have a problem with this. It's Yankee fans looking for more reasons to be mad. That's it. It's Yankee fans looking for more reasons to be mad about a team that they have grown to despise. That's it. About a manager they don't like, about an organization they don't like, about a GM they don't like, about a team they don't like, whatever. And then so they got to get mad about something. And the idea that this guy on a day off is going to spend it with his family and watch a football game is just asinine. Absolutely asinine that anyone would have a problem with this because they're going to go play the Astros because it's a big, every game is big. We talk about urgency, want to show urgency for every game. Suddenly every game's not big. The games they win aren't big. The games that are ahead of them are big. That's it. And when they win these games, we'll get the same crap. It doesn't matter. They got to do it in the playoffs. That's what everyone will say. No one's going to say, wow, really good job by the Yankees here. I feel a hell of a lot better. They're going to say, I mean, I guess it's good. They need to do it in the playoffs though. That's what we'll say. No one cares about these games. That's it. If the Yankees lose them, it's the end of the world. If they win them, well, they better do it in the same thing in the playoffs. That's it. They got the Blue Jays coming up. And let me tell you something. I got a lot of flack. And we'll see. Maybe I still could be proven wrong. I got a lot of flack for continuing to call the Toronto Blue Jays frauds. Everyone's real upset with me. Oh, how could you call them frauds? The Yankees are the frauds. The Blue Jays put the ball in play. The Blue Jays don't strike out. Blue Jays have a 6-game lead. That's 6-game lead. It was a 6-game lead a week ago. Week ago. It has been whittled down to 2 games in the loss column. Now, technically, it is a 3-game lead because there is a tiebreaker that the Blue Jays have already cemented. So the Yankees can't tie them. They have to overtake them. So technically, it is a 3-game lead in the loss column for the Blue Jays. But this Blue Jays team, I'm sorry, until they prove it to me that they can hold out and do this, I will still think they are going to collapse. I just do. They lost yesterday, a game you can't lose. They're down 2-1 heading into the ninth. They score 3 runs to take a 4-2 lead and give up 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth to lose the game. And they don't have a overly difficult schedule the rest of the way. They have another 2 games against the Reds, who are a contender and around 500. But 2 games on the road against the Reds. They just lost the first game of that series. Then they have the 3 games at Yankee Stadium. Then they come home for 3 against the Astros. 3 against the Orioles. Then they go on the road for 4 against Tampa. Which is, so they got the Orioles and they got the Astros. They got Reds, Yankees, Astros, tough. Orioles, Tampa, easy. Kansas City, who is battling for that final wild card spot along with Texas. Not a great team, but on the road against Kansas City, not the easiest of games. Then they come home for 3 against the Red Sox, and I'm sure the Red Sox are going to need those games, obviously, and then they finish the season against Tampa Bay. They have the Astros, the Royals, the Red Sox. A whole bunch of Tampa, mix in some Baltimore. That's how the Toronto Blue Jays end the season. Until they prove to me that they can hold on to this division lead, I will suspect they won't. The Blue Jays have been frauds. They have been unable to be the team everyone expected them to be with all these second-generation superstars. The offense has never been as good as they said it was going to be. The pitching has continued to be a problem. And I'm sorry, but they have yet to win a playoff game in the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. era. Yet to win a playoff game. So until that changes, I'm going to have a real tough time believing that a 7-game lead that has now turned into a 2-game lead is secure from the Toronto Blue Jays. Now the Yankees have to play them and beat them. But it starts tonight. Or now, you know, soon to be tonight. Tomorrow night in Houston, Max Fried against Valdez. This is the biggest start of Max Fried's career with the New York Yankees. Obviously, he's pitching the World Series for the Braves. This is the biggest start of Max Fried of the season. He was really good the last 2 times out, including against the Red Sox. Now, Valdez, the left-handed pitcher, the Yankees have actually done a pretty good job against left-handed pitchers. Hopefully, Stanton is going to be in the lineup. I think you have to play Stanton in this game and put him in right field. It's kind of a short porch of Minute Maid. That's not a problem. Do they still call it Minute Maid? I think I'm outdating myself there. I don't think that's the name of the stadium anymore. But in Houston, it's a short right field. You got to play him. You need your best right-handed hitters in this lineup against Valdez. You're going to have obviously Judge in there. You got to have Stanton in there. And we'll see when Judge is able to. He's been throwing to bases now for a week, and they've yet to put him in the game in the outfield. And I think that'll help in him getting hot here. There are positive signs. I know it's beating up on bad teams. Max Fried, Carlos Rodon pitching well. Obviously, Cam Schlittler pitching well. Judge, 2 home runs in his last 2 games, getting hot. Stanton continues to be incredibly hot anytime he plays. Ben Rice killing the baseball. Trent Grisham continues to kill the baseball. They've played better defensively. They got to continue that into this series. But again, Valdez, you'll have Paul Goldschmidt at first. I would think you against Max Fried, they probably put Wells behind the plate. You could play Rosario again at third base. Although you really want a good defensive third baseman there behind Max Fried. I'm curious to see what this lineup is, because you want to throw as many right-handed batters as you have out there, and you have guys. You got, you know, guys who hit right-handed. Candelario, obviously Rosario has played third before. He just played third the other day. He can play third for you against a left-handed pitcher. You want to try and knock Valdez around, so I'm interested to see. But you also need your best defense behind Max Fried. So we'll see how the Yankees handle it. Let's go to Mitch in Fort Lee. What's up, Mitch?
Hello, Big Mac. How was the trip to Italy?
The trip to Italy was great. We'll get more into that in the overnights when it's kind of us and everything. I'll have a little bit more fun telling some stories. Okay. I did a little bit on Saturday, but it was great. It was an incredible...
That's great to hear. I just came back from JFK, stopped off at Kendall. I got a little wing from my friend George, from one of the owners, and I just came back from Paradise Island. We had a great time down there. The weather was great. But Big Mac, like I told you before you left, and I told everyone I've been calling for the last 3 weeks, the Yankees are going to win the division, and watch it happen. It's very simple. Let's win 2 out of 3 this weekend. With the Astros, we come home, play 3 games against the Blue Jays, win 2 games there, and maybe get 2 games against Detroit. And, baby, we got a pennant race for the next 30 days. It's going to be an exciting thing. And hopefully during the Texas the Tigers games, you can get to a game with me.
Yeah, no, 100%.
For the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I was talking about it with my wife today. We are 100% picking. We'll pick a game. I'm 100% if you'd have me. I'm definitely going. I would go to a Tigers game this week. Coming up.
That would be great. And if you want to go, if it works your schedule, look for Tuesdays. I have the batting practice. We get to go in early, and we can watch the Yankee batting practice also.
As far as I know, Tuesday's fine. So let's do Tuesday.
Okay. Tuesday. That's how it is. But they got to tell you something. You know, the Yankees needed. I think the Yankees needed to have not to play against all these tough teams. They needed some easy games to get their self confidence back, start hitting the ball, and the bullpen is back. You know, you got all your players back. I think it's gonna be a fun 30 days. I mean, between baseball with the Mets, it's exciting. I mean, listen, the Yankees are making the playoffs one way or the other. They're not like they're gonna not make the playoffs.
No, they're on five games. They're getting in.
And I really don't believe the Blue Jays have a problem. Everyone said, "Oh, watch them. They've lost some bad games." And you know what? Like the Yankees with Williams.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. His bullpen. I have the relief pitcher from the Blue Jays. He's horrible. He's thrown 3 out of 5 games.
Yeah, Hoffman's not been good lately. No, I'm telling you. Thank you for the call, Mitch, and thanks for the invite. And I'll talk to you next week. 100%. This is fun, man. That's what bothers me about this whole Yankee narrative. Like, that's what bothers me about it, because I can't tell you. Even the guys at John Boy, I like them. I listen to the podcast. I think they do a good job. This idea that, you know, oh, I'm not really in. And even Keith. Keith's my guy. I love Keith. Off the roller coaster. You can't get off the roller coaster. We're on the roller coaster. They're 2 games out of having the best record in the American League. You want off? Oh, well, I need to see them beat the Red Sox, otherwise I won't get up or care. Like, what do you mean you won't care? Like, what are we talking about? This is going to be fun. You got 12 big games. You got 30 more the rest of the month. This is a pennant race for the Mets, too. It's frustrating. I'm concerned about their rotation. As a Met fan, I'm sure you're very concerned about the rotation. Same thing with the Yankees. I'm concerned with how they've played against the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, and the Tigers. They need to go win these games to go win the division. So I'm concerned they're not going to play well. But this is what it's about. You don't get off the roller coaster now. You don't just, you know, cry into your beer going, well, they haven't played well against the Red Sox, and until they do, I'm not going to get my hopes up. Like, what are you talking about? That's exactly what, you can't not get your hopes up. So if they lose some of these series, they don't play as well as you'd hope, they get into the postseason, you're not going to care game one? Stop. It's a bunch of, I don't understand it. This is pennant race. We got the best time of the year, the football season starting, and we got the last month of the baseball season. 2 teams that are most likely, almost certainly, going to the postseason. We're going to have playoff games. We're going to have, you know, the beginning of the football season. You're going to have your fantasy team. You're going to have your football teams. You're going to have your football Sundays. And we're going to have playoff games. Like, what are we complaining about?
I don't know, man. If they can't beat the Astros, what's the point?
I don't know. They'll get another chance in a month. That's the point. Man, oh, man. Well, thank you guys for hanging with me for these 5 hours. I appreciate it. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to Nico on the other side. Fliegelman, I actually got to see you. I'm running the hell out of here as soon as I can, but it's nice to see you. Thanks to Peter Schwartz. On the updates, we had Justin Rock before that. I'll be with you again Wednesday morning. So a little bit more than 24 hours. We'll have games to react to, and we'll get our new sports radio season underway. Everybody enjoy the rest of your Monday night. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
101.9 FM. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.